The content of the courses will be structured to inform the students of both present and future renewable energy concepts. This certificate program should interest students who are looking for an alternative to our current reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
HFCC's Associate Degree Program in Automotive Technology includes detailed instruction related to the various systems found on today's vehicles. This program is designed to provide students with a thorough knowledge of the technical aspects of the automobile and to develop a certain level of manual skill in servicing, testing, and diagnosing. Classroom and laboratory classes provide students with the experience and understanding they'll need to qualify in numerous fields of employment associated with the automobile industry. For more information on HFCC's Associate Degree Program in Automotive Technology, contact instructor Gary Hines at 313-845-6350. That's instructor Gary Hines at 313-845-6350.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
You sent them to the rear entrance, made them stand at the back of the bus. 'Cause people of color are not white, there was nothing to discuss. Now you know who's coming to dinner, who moved in next door, who's on the rise, north and south, and who's just a dinosaur. If all you see is race in a person's face, if hate consumes your mind, you're not my kind. Used to own the cotton fields and the housing in the city slum. Your whip became a billy club, keeping people under your thumb. Now the doomsday clock is chiming, your number's up for sure. Now you have to learn to work and fight if you wanna make war. If all you see is race in a person's face, if hate consumes your mind, you're not my kind. These walls are going down, and if you're not down with that, pack it in, put on your hat. Was yours by birth in the days of the old plantation. That doesn't cut it anymore. Come meet the hip-hop nation. Well, if you let go of that anger, your vicious ways of the past will start to heal all this hurt and all be free at last.
This is WHMR, your home station, and you waves at 89.3 on the FM dial. Impact is a show that brings you individuals and groups who are making a positive difference in the community. And today we have with us Jen Lemusky from Ronald McDonald House of Detroit. And I should inform you at this point that the views expressed on the show are not necessarily those of WHFR nor Henry Ford Community College. Jen, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me today.
This is a house, a charity, something that I've known about for many, many years, and I don't really know anything at all about it.
Okay, well, I'm here to help you understand a little bit better about what the house does for the families.
Tell us about your title, your position, and what you do with the house.
I'm the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House in Detroit. I have been for the last 12 years, And I basically lead the staff and about 250 volunteers every year. So, it's a big job.
I bet it is.
Yes.
About how many families are involved? Well, actually, let's go back a step and explain what Ronald McDonald House is.
Okay, well, the Ronald McDonald House Charities and Ronald McDonald House of Detroit serves as a home away from home for families that have critically ill children being taken care of at local hospitals. The majority of our families come from Children's Hospital of Michigan because we are right on the property of the DMC and within 100 steps or 8 minutes from the hospital.
Okay.
Eight minutes walking.
Okay, yeah. And I'm sure that this is the type of service that you offer is something that is absolutely so appreciated by the families.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, we have to figure you have 1,500 families from all over the world at that house at one point during the year. And they really come there with basically clothes on their back and maybe a small suitcase. They're not carrying loads of food. They're not carrying personal computers. We have all of that right at the house. It truly is a home away from home. It's a 16,000 square foot home, 25 bedrooms. We have, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner being served every day by different community groups and organizations.
Okay. The families that come, how long do they stay? I'm sure it depends on the condition of the child, but that's the primary concern for them is to get the child well.
Well, you know, the average stay for our house in Detroit is about 7 nights.
Okay.
Although we have families that have been coming back and forth, you know, for 17 years, you know, either
really?
For, you know, surgical updates or maybe just checkups. But they have, some have stayed as long as 378 days straight. In what over a year,
right?
But again, the average day is 7, and you know what? It can be anything from a tonsillectomy to a major transplant. So it just depends on what's going on with the child.
Mm-hmm. Do the families sort of form their own little community, an extended family of families?
You know, they really do, and it's always amazing that the kitchen and dining room are the main two areas where families congregate.
Of course.
Because, you know, around the meal, it brings probably a lot of memories of home and sitting around a big table. We have like 8 or 10 tables in that dining room, and they all talk to each other, you know, at every meal about their child's situation. Some of them become very good friends and are lifelong friends after meeting at the Ronald McDonald House.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is.
That's great. And the people are coming. Children's Hospital is a worldwide known hospital, so I presume families are coming from all over?
All over the world. We've had families from Japan, Russia, I mean, India. It's been amazing. We have just a variety of folks from next door in Detroit all the way across the world.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It is concerning that there are so many childhood diseases and things going on out there that we would have to be full or even at capacity or waiting list at this point now. But thank goodness we're there for them.
Okay. How would a family, approach you to become involved in the Ronald McDonald House?
To stay or to volunteer?
To stay.
Yeah.
We'll start there.
Okay. Well, you know, we work daily. We have a daily phone call to the Children's Hospital social workers, and we tell them, hey, we have 5 beds open, 2 beds open, whatever it is. And the social workers and the nurses and the doctors at Children's Hospital, they'll check the families in there, and then they refer them to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the first step. But sometimes it's a best-kept secret. I mean, you know, there's so much going on over to the hospital. They are trying to get their child in, medical treatments, emergencies. They don't always remember. So it's, you know, sometimes it's a nurse who may sit on our board of directors or a doctor who sits on our board of directors, or it could just be word of mouth from the families that are there.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about families, obviously mom and dad are involved because of the concern for the ill child. Are other siblings also there?
Yeah, we can have as many as 4 people in the room.
Okay.
You know, it could be anything. It could be other siblings.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the child themselves that's being treated that might not be as critical. Could be aunts and uncles, cousins.
Okay.
I mean, as long as there's 4 and as long as they're approved by our visitor list and part of that family, they can be in the room.
Okay. All right. So is there any charge? Is there a sliding scale?
We suggest families donate $10 a night if they can. If they can't make that donation, we waive it. The true cost of staying at the house per night per room is about $190 if we were to put all our expenses together. And so if you think about it, if we do get the $10 a night from those families, we're trying to raise out in the community that other $180 to cover our costs.
Right.
So we don't force that on anybody. Most houses around the world, and there's over 350 houses, chapters, care mobiles, they really don't enforce that. The fee could be anything from $5 to $20.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was not the intention of Joan and Ray Kroc, who are the founders of McDonald's. They wanted people to have a home away from home.
Okay. All right. And that's where the founding does go. It goes back to...
Yes. Okay. Ray and Joan wanted to do something really special for those families. It started back in Philadelphia. And Fred Hill and his family were having a hard time. Fred Hill was a Philadelphia Eagle. And he was having a hard time with a critically ill child and no place to stay, nothing to eat. He was laying at the hospital bed, and he was good friends with the owner-operators in Philadelphia. And the first Shamrock Shake sales went to build the first house in Philadelphia.
And when was that?
1976.
76,
and,
wow.
Fred lost his daughter just 2 years ago, but she's a true legacy to our organization.
Mm-hmm. So she was sort of the first child.
Yeah,
sort
she
of.
Really was. Yeah. And, you know, she was in remission for a long time. I think she was 44 when she passed away.
Okay. And this was cancer or?
Yeah, leukemia.
Leukemia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then having that from childhood on.
Yeah, it was really, really an amazing story. And, you know, you think how one person, one child, one person, one act can just, how many lives has the Ronald McDonald House Charities? You know, not only do we act as a home away from home, but we actually give out grants to children's organizations in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of dollars worth of grants. I mean, nationwide,
right.
Worldwide.
Right.
So
a family comes in, and let's say it's during any holiday time, whatever it might be. Do you do something special during holiday times?
Oh, yes. We have a wonderful staff of people who will, and volunteers, who come in. They decorate for the Christmas season. They'll decorate, I think it's about 10 trees in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we also hand out toys and gifts to the families that are there for their children or the sibling or the child that's ill. Easter, there's always somebody coming in, cooking a meal, or, you know, making sure Easter dinner is provided. You know, it's anything from trick-or-treat candy to, you know, hearts being decorated and given to the kids that are there.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make it just as completely comfortable and as home-like as possible.
Right, right. Yeah, they're still kids, and they should be living their lives as kids.
Exactly.
Okay. You're looking at, let's transition right away to the volunteers. You were
yes.
talking about people who could get involved from the volunteer side.
Well, you know, the volunteer, you know, we rely so much on our, and when I said 250 volunteers, I wasn't kidding. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we have everybody doing everything from helping with spring cleaning to gardening to office, front office help, because, you know, we only have two full-time and two part-time staff. So if we're checking a family in or out, we need somebody
wow.
at those phones.
Right.
Because you never know when somebody needs a room
mm-hmm.
or needs to check in or check out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have day managers that come in. The most important part of our volunteer program, in my opinion, is the cooking, the meal, the
mm-hmm.
meal preparation.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get several individuals and groups and companies and businesses and colleges and universities to come in and cook a meal, whether
mm-hmm.
it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a full kitchen. And, you know, all we need to do is prepare, you know, for 25 people. And it's really helpful to the families to have a square, you know, one square meal a day.
One less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Right. Especially if they have other kids who are with them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about some of the ways that you do raise the money. How do we make up that $180 per day?
Well,
per room.
You know, yearly, you know, a typical year is, you know, five cornerstone events that we hold. You know, we are lucky, very fortunate, and anybody out there listening, if you want to do a third-party event, we are more than open to having a third-party event, which is basically an organization conducting and organizing and running an event on their own and then basically presenting the check to the charity.
Mm-hmm.
We do five that we organize ourselves, which is staff and volunteer time. And those five are the Mother's Day Tea at the Royal Park Hotel on May 5th. We have a wonderful golf outing starting in on June 1st, which is our 10th annual Vinnie Charity golf outing. And then we have a garden party at the house. It's going to be Coca-Cola, denims, and cowboy boots. It's basically a wine in the garden event. Levi Restaurants will be preparing the meal for that. And then we end the year with a beautiful December 1st holiday tea at the Townsend. So we have another town.
Gorgeous venue.
In the middle of all that, in August, we have a cruise on the Princess, Detroit Princess Cruise. This year it's going to be, I think, 70s theme. So that'll be fun.
That'll be fun. White suits, black shirts.
Yep. August 24th, we'll be dancing our heels away on the Detroit River. Let's just hope for hot weather and sunny skies.
We've already done that.
All right. Let's keep it going.
Right. Well, those sound fantastic. Now, do you need volunteer help for those events also?
Well, we could use volunteer help. We usually have a lot of volunteers covered for those events. But you know what we could use are people donating auction items.
Okay.
And every single one of those events have beautiful auctions. And, you know, items from the organizations out there and companies out there would be terrific. Attendance, that's really good. And none of our events are huge ticket events.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from, there's nothing more than $150.
Okay.
So, I mean, most of them are $50, $55 per person.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And talk about the auctions a little bit.
Well, they range everywhere from a silent auction to a chance auction. The silent auctions, we can have as many as, 20, 25 items where people walk around and write their bids, and at the end of the event, whoever gets the highest bid wins the beautiful baskets. And then we have, chance ones where people buy tickets and drop them in the little bags and they can win something like that. We raise a significant amount of money mm-hmm. from our silent and chance auctions. I would say of our event revenue, I would say it's probably 80%. So,
okay.
I mean, like I say, we keep our ticket prices low and we rely on sponsorships
right.
and these auctions.
Right, right.
Yeah, so.
I would think no one would say no to Ronald McDonald's.
You know, we have such fun at these events. I mean, once you go to the events, mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, we have such a great following. It's like some of the same people that started at our Vinnie Golf outing 10 years ago are still golfing in it because it's just so much fun. Everybody just is very lighthearted. I mean, we usually have one of the families talking at the program, which always touches the hearts of these participants. So, yeah, it's really, we really put on a good show.
Tell me about the name.
Vinny?
Yeah.
It's really very interesting. Vinny Adriana is a man who retired from his company, and his three sons decided to put on a little golf outing. And they did it for three charities in the beginning, and then it got whittled down to just the Ronald McDonald House. And now Carrie, the son, who's now on our board of directors for the last 9 years, he still does this in honor of his father, Vinny.
Oh, Vinny
yeah.
passed away.
No, Vinny's, oh, no, from his retirement party.
Oh, okay, okay, all right.
So, no, Vinny still golfs
okay.
in it, and he comes to all our organization meetings, and they're very good supporters of the house.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you said this is 10 years?
10th year this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And that one is in June?
June 1st, Friday.
Okay. All
yeah.
right.
At the Fieldstone Country Club in Rochester Hills.
Oh, okay. All right. You are listening to Impact, and this is WHFR Dearborn. We're talking today with Jen Litomyski. I'll get it right yet, who is the executive director of the Detroit Ronald McDonald House. And what an interesting organization that is.
Yeah, it really is. It really helps a lot of people.
How do we contact you? We haven't talked about that. We'll get that out there a couple times.
Okay, right. Well, there's several different ways. You can phone the front office. There's always somebody there, 9 to 9 every day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, 365 days a year. And that number is 313-745-5909.
Okay.
And folks can also go to our website that has everything from our wish list. If people want to do food drives or items on the wish list, and that website is www.rmhc-detroit.com. .org.
Okay. Ways to contact the Ronald McDonald House in Detroit. And again, you said you are 100 steps away from Children's Hospital. So
100 steps.
Tell me about some of the kids. Have you met some of the patients or the little patients?
The way we're situated at our house, because we're 23 years old, not 23 years old, we actually, my office is right in the middle of the house. So when the families are going back and forth through the house, I inevitably, they either stop, I see them, I bump into them, I'm going back and forth to the front office, to my office. So I've met siblings, families, I mean, hundreds of these families, and actually some of the patients. One of the most memorable to me was a little girl. It was about 3 years into the job. A little girl stopped at my door, and it was one of those days. New executive director, fairly new, rough times. That back then, fundraising was difficult.
Okay.
And I just was about ready to throw in the towel, and in comes this little girl, Shelby, who sang at my door. And I turned around, and she was singing Amazing Grace. And her mom came along and said that Shelby sings in perfect pitch. And she sang the entire thing. Amazing Grace happens to be one of my favorite gospel songs. So it whipped me right back into reality. Little Shelby was blind. She was had epilepsy and was going through some very difficult times.
Wow.
I ended up calling the Detroit Tigers, who one of their PR people were on our board at the time. And we ended up getting little Shelby to sing the national anthem in front of a full house at the Comerica Park.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it really was one of the most touching moments of my career.
And how old was she at that time?
At that time, she was 8.
Okay.
So it was really a great. And I think at this point, she's doing pretty well. They ended up having a new clinic down in South Carolina. So they were coming back and forth for many years, and then they just ended up going and staying down south. But I've asked about them several times, and I heard that she's doing well.
Oh, that's great. How old is she now?
Ooh, she would probably be about 14, 15 right okay. now. So right. Probably still singing somewhere.
Hopefully other national anthems.
So. Yeah, that'd be great.
Any other kids that made a real impression on you?
Yeah, there was another one, another really great story. Dylan Burnett was a 14-year-old boy who was going through very hard times with leukemia, and their family was there. Both the grandparents and the parents were there every day for months and months and months. And finally, and I got to be very close with them. And the little girl, Bella, was his sister, and Bella was just a beautiful little 6-year-old. And they would stop and they would talk to me. And one day the mom, Kathy, the grandmother came to me and said, you know, Jen, Dylan is just going downhill fast. We just don't know what to do. And I said, well, what is he like? What is he like in life? I mean, you know, what's his passion? And they were like, he loves the Tigers. Well, here we go again. I'm plugging the Tigers a lot today. Again, the same PR gal that was at the Tigers, who was still on our board at that point, I said, what can we do with this young man? He's just going downhill. And so she said, let me work on it. Well, following Saturday, the PR gal from the Tigers came and brought Kirk Gibson and his son.
Oh.
We walked over to Dylan's room at Children's Hospital. We were not allowed to go in with Kurt and his son to talk to Dylan, but you could see for 35 minutes Kirk Gibson's arms and hands and fists hitting his other hand and expressions and, you know, like, really work. You need to do this, this, and this. 1 week later, he was home. They came back to our house last year. He graduated from high school. He's on his way to college.
Wow.
UAW Ford, in which his mom works for the UAW, did a gala and raised $60,000 for us and renovated a room in Dylan's honor.
My gosh.
Yeah. So I do have some stories, but that's probably one of my favorite ones.
Oh,
and he's in full remission.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's still in touch with Kirk Gibson and his son.
Wow.
So just another story of how one person can make a difference in somebody's lives. Mm-hmm. It's just so apparent to us at the house.
Wow. I say wow a lot when I hear these stories.
I know. And we get to live them every day.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Yeah.
How many kids have been involved? How many families have been involved, do you think, from...
Oh,
like
from
the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I did an annual report a year ago, and I think it was something like 48,000 families touched and moved and, you know, who utilized this charity in one way or the other. And that's not really even counting the grants that we've given to children's charities. I don't even know how you'd put a number on that. I mean, our grant program started... We merged officially with the charities because we were a standalone house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we merged with the charities, which gave us the ability to give grants about 5 years ago. And we've given out probably, you know, 60-70 grants to children's organizations, and it could be anything from children fighting cancer to children needing a playground. Mm-hmm. So it could be this, that number could be huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another wow. Yeah. this has been really an exciting discussion, and the information is so, it's so wonderful, so positive.
Yes.
So you've had celebrities involved. At least one.
Well, no, we have had some, you know, we have a thing with the McDonald's every November called World Children's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the Williams sisters, the tennis players, Serena and,
it's a V.
Anyways, the Venus.
Yes.
Yep. The Williams sisters were our spokespersons for the World Children's Day event, and we've had Justin Timberlake at our house.
Really?
I mean, Beyonce was at our house.
Really?
Yeah, when she was just sort of a fledgling, and the nicest person you'll ever meet. She sat with the children. They did some painting, and they put their handprints on a thing and dedicated to the house, and it, you know, that's when she was with Destiny's Child. I mean, so it was early on there, but one of the nicest people. We have had some really great people, sports people, Pistons, Lions. The Lions actually renovated, the Lions' wives about 3-4 years ago actually renovated 2 bedrooms for us and did a beautiful job. So we've been fortunate to have some of those celebrity-like people at our agency.
That is spectacular. You are listening to Impact on WHFR Dearborn. We're going to take a little break for just a couple minutes and hear some important announcements and be right back.
Sometimes I wonder, is living here worth it? The noise and pollution get hard.
Is there really such a thing as a safe place to put your money? And where would that be? Under the mattress? Stuffed in a cookie jar? No. You want real safety? Find out about the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. It protects your money, up to $250,000 in bank accounts like checking, savings, and CDs. And talk about solid. In 75 years, no one has ever lost a penny of FDIC-insured money. Better odds than your cookie jar. So if you have $250,000 or less in any one FDIC-insured bank, you have no need to worry. Your money is fully protected. If you have more or aren't sure, visit FDIC.gov or call 1-877-ASK-FDIC. The more you know, the safer your money.
If you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford Community College. Henry Ford Community College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford Community College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford Community College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford Community College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Hi, this is Go Mike Holloway reminding all of you loyal listeners to tune in to the Go With The Flow Mike Holloway Show every Tuesday afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m., right here on WHFR.FM, the station that is always making waves.
Hi, this is Pat Frisco from the Spirits Rejoice radio program with another thought to consider. The creative artist has always worked outside the box. The truly creative artist has a unique perspective, a unique voice. Their works of art go beyond what a painting is supposed to look like, or a jazz or classical piece is supposed to sound like. As a result, these artists are often overlooked, underpaid, or totally neglected. Just look across the radio dial. But these artists always have a home at WHFR. You can tune into Spirits Rejoice Tuesdays from 6 to 10 p.m. or many of our other fine radio programs here at 89.3 WHFR Dearborn.
So much, but it wasn't there in my touch. The moment escaped, I blinked and the world was reshaped. How can I ever explain? What can you say to the rain? Who draws the line?
You are listening to Impact on WHFR Dearborn. We are the station making waves, and it is a show that deals with individuals and groups who are making a positive difference in the community. And boy, we really hit the nail on the head today. We have with us Jen Ledomyski from the Detroit Ronald McDonald House, and for the last half hour, we've been talking about all the incredible things you're doing, and there's so much more. And there are things people from the community can do to help, too.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the things on the webpage is the wish list, and that's real easy. You could have a drive at your church, you could have a drive at your school or one of your clubs, and come up with some of these things. Do you want to talk about the wish list a little bit, Jen?
Sure. I mean, you know, if you think about, we're like a house. I mean, we're like somebody's home. And, you know, everything that you're doing at your home, we're doing at the house. Okay?
Exactly.
So, I mean, we're clean, you know, we're washing clothes. We're washing, you know, our dishes. We're feeding folks when there's not meals being prepared. We're a business inside of a home, actually, because we need paper products and pen products and copy stuff, and it's just basically, you know, we need things like anything you would do for your house that you would clean, you know, the bleach, the pine saw, laundry detergent, dishwasher detergent. We use a lot of paper plates and paper towels. We need bedding. Bedding's always a big thing, you know, like bed sheets, shower, you know, anything to do with, like, if you wanted to renovate a room, you could do curtains and you know, anything that's in your house, basically, you could do a fundraising drive. Canned food drives are huge, especially at the end of the year. We'll have people coming in, again, churches and schools that will bring truckloads and carloads of supplies and canned food and non-perishable foods to the house. We also do something that people probably don't realize, but, you know, once you're done drinking that can of pop or soda or whatever you're drinking, twist off that pop tab and throw it in a bag and send it off to the Ronald McDonald House. Because what we do is we take that to the recycling center, we get funds, and then we buy our cleaning products if, you know, we're short on them.
Wow.
So it's, kids, that's an easy thing for kids to do, school kids, especially churches, and businesses in their break rooms. We have little tab boxes that we can send the organization if they want to call that front number, and we can send that off to them.
Okay, and what is that number again?
313-745-5909.
Okay. You mentioned bedding. Are you looking for twin, full?
It's twin and queen are our biggest. Queen is the biggest need, but we need white only. You know, you don't want to get into a lot of colors because, you know, the families, upon checking out, they wash their own linens. So, you know, we want to just make sure that there's no color bleaching and stuff like that going on.
Right. Okay. So queens and twin size bedding.
Yes.
Okay. And that's everything. The sheets?
Sheets, pillowcases. Yeah, pillows. We need pillows. We're always in need of pillows. If you think about it, 1,500 families a year, and that, you know, people are rotating in and out of those rooms, they get a lot of wear and tear. And so that's where the other part of donating some services comes in. We have people that walk in schools, churches, organizations, businesses, individuals, designers that will come in and adopt a room. And they can either, if they're really ambitious and have a lot of money to put towards a room, and when I say a lot of money, I could say around $4,000 to $5,000, they can gut the whole room and just redo the whole room themselves, and then you can name it. Or if you just want to touch it up with a little paint and maybe some, you know, cosmetic things. Mm-hmm. So you can, out there, people listening, adopt a room to renovate it, because it really goes through a lot of wear and tear.
I would think with that kind of transition every day.
Every day.
Yeah. One of the things you just mentioned was the families taking care of their own laundry and that sort of thing. Okay. Do they take care of some of the food prep too?
I've had families do that before. I know a couple years ago we had a gal that was there for months and months, and she finally just started cooking meals for the families. Mm-hmm. We've seen that several times where does a couple of things. It keeps their mind off of the situation, and they just want to be part of helping out the organization that's helping them.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite therapies is cooking. So
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and it's noted on the list that you always need toys.
Well, we do need toys. I mean, we use the toys for our year-end holiday giving. You know, we usually have a little party, or we just have a room open for the families to come in and take what they would like for their children or the sibling that might be there, or the actual child that's being served. But we also give toys to the children who are there, that who may have a birthday or some kind of special, maybe an operation was successful. Mm-hmm. We try to make sure that there's always something to give to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that a lot of the families come back after the crisis is over and the child is, let's say it's not anything like cancer, which, you know, you're in remission for a while and then there's always that risk, but something where there's a procedure done, things were a little dicey, now everything's fine, and it's 5 years down the road, the child is healthy, going to school. Do a lot of the families come back?
Well, I have a perfect example of what happened with one of the families. Their child became very sick by eating some meat that wasn't quite right, and the child developed E. coli.
Oh.
They almost lost this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And after the little baby was cured and they were back home, the family came back and cooked meals every month. And it's actually the Zott family from Zott Automotive. I'm sure you've seen them all over on TV. And Thad Zott, actually, he and his staff come and cook meals once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now on our board of directors and has raised a significant amount of money for the Ronald McDonald House. We've had some very successful stories in that fashion.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to have the good news.
It always is. Yeah. Yes.
What about, we're getting into summer, or we were there last week anyway, and we're looking at siblings who are out of school, and, you know, the other sibling is in the hospital and parents are involved with it. Do you have outdoor play facilities and things for the children, the siblings?
We have a children's playroom. Mm-hmm. It's very nice. The Detroit Pistons actually made it a Read to Achieve room, and it has all kinds of really great things. It has a little, the floor looks like a basketball court.
Okay.
Which is very cool with the Pistons logo on it. We have a beautiful outside garden area, which does not have a lot of play things, just for the liability part of that. But, families can go out. We have video games that kids can play. We have TVs all throughout the house that are available. We have movies we rent out. I mean, there's enough for a sibling to do, I guess, between the time they may be going back and forth with mom or dad to the hospital and then being back at the house in the evening. So I think there's plenty for them to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, one of the big fundraisers coming up, or ongoing right now through the month of March anyway, is possible $250,000 coming from Home Depot Foundation.
Yes.
And everybody can help with this.
Well, this is the easiest thing in the world for anybody to do. I mean, if you have a Facebook page, a Facebook profile, you click on the Home Depot Foundation page, or you go to rallyforronald.com/vote. Pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
You just that link will take you right to our voting page for the Ronald McDonald House. Right now we're in fourth, and we're about, 1,080 behind. That's doable. I mean, if we get third place, that's $100,000. Mm-hmm. So if you're there and you're on your Facebook page and you're listening, please go to the Home Depot Foundation site and vote for the Ronald McDonald House of Detroit. Every vote will count. That's the easiest thing anybody can do out there. It's 10
free.
Seconds.
It's free.
And it's free. We're not asking you for money or product. We're just asking for a click. So...
How did you get involved with the, as being a potential recipient of the foundation's gift?
It's just an incredible fairy tale story, if you ask me. I mean, we landed a nice gift from the Home Depot in Lake Orion. It was a $10,000 gift card grant that one of our owner-operators secured for us. And they ended up coming and renovating, it was like 3 or 4 bedrooms. And with, you know, it was just an amazing detail of renovation that they did. And then we ended up, because of that grant, going into this May of 2011 Facebook challenge through the Home Depot. And we were against 5 other charities in the United States to get another $25,000 grant. And we won that challenge a year ago.
Okay.
And so then all the winners of every month after April were put into this big one. And so the first place for that challenge was $250,000 cash gift. These weren't gift cards. These were actually cash for operational expenses. Second place was $150,000, and third was $100,000. So we were tracking in third for a little while and then got bumped out. So, again, we still have till Sunday. It's till the March 31st. So vote, vote, vote every day. We might get back up into that third spot, maybe even second.
Can one person vote more than one time?
One time per day, every day in a 24-hour period.
Okay. And that address again for Facebook?
www.rallyforronald.com/vote.
Okay. Do you have a link on your webpage?
There's a link on our webpage, but that link, the www.rallyforronald.com/vote, not only takes you to the voting page, but you can get daily email reminders. So if you vote once, I forgot, maybe I'll get an email reminder every day. It comes like clockwork, and it reminds you.
Time
to vote.
Okay, and that's a potential $250,000 grant,
really,
which
be,
would help.
It would greatly help. You know, if we don't get that grant from the foundation, I got to tell you, I'm already preparing myself to do a re-rally for Ronald in the community, because we still have a roof project. We still need a new roof. We still need a new patio. We still need 16 floors in the rooms. We still need, you know, some of the other parts of the house renovated. So, you know, I'm re-rallying if we don't win. So make those donations. We got to get that. We got to get those renovations underway.
All right. And I'll remind you again, you are listening to Impact on WHFR Dearborn. We are the station making waves. And I'll tell you, an organization making waves in the community is the Ronald McDonald House of Detroit. Jen, how many Ronald McDonald houses are there throughout the country?
Well, we have, you know, over 300 houses in the world.
In the world.
We
okay.
also have, you know, of those 350 houses, that's all part of like a family room in the hospitals, the houses, and the care mobiles.
Okay.
Now, the care mobiles are a very large mobile unit that has two ends to it that could either be dental offices or medical offices that go in poverty-stricken areas in a city.
Okay.
We are actually in line for one. And we are in line for one once we secure a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to the DMC, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we may possibly look into a dental school like Wayne State, maybe. We might do both. I mean, one end might be dental, one end might be medical. But we're definitely trying to get, you know, a partnership so we can have not only a Ronald McDonald House in Detroit, but a care mobile that's going in the inner city of Detroit where kids really don't always have that great coverage.
Right.
So... Yeah.
Okay. So you'd be able to work with schools.
We can have them stationed at schools and churches and McDonald's stores. I mean, anywhere there's a lot and people need help, we can set that up and go.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's very exciting.
Okay. Any timetable on that?
You know, we were slated for 2013, and we should have an answer from one of our possible partners here in the next month. So we're news forthcoming.
Wow. That's exciting.
That is.
What else is new and exciting coming up?
Well, you know, we are, you know, just looking forward to our events. On April 14th, a third-party event that I didn't mention, a night at Casablanca at the Mirage, is a second-year event put on by Mrs. Michigan of last year. Her aunt put a spectacular gala on while she was the Mrs. Michigan, and raised $15,000. And this year they're doing it again. Okay. So the night at Casablanca is going to be a really spectacular event. It was a sellout event. They had almost 400 people. You can find information on that.
It's
$65 per ticket in advance. They can call the main number on our website, or 80 at the door. But it is, that is a spectacular third-party event. I'd like to make it a first-party event every year. It really is a lot of fun.
Talk a little bit about the detail, because I saw the detail on the web.
And well, people can dress in the mode of the Casablanca. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do. But it's basically, you know, it's a gala event where people can dress the night, you know, at Casablanca, you know, vintage clothing. And you get a beautiful meal with that. And their live, silent, and chance auction is just spectacular. They probably have over 60, 70 baskets and items to bid on. So nice live music. So I think lots of drinks flowing. So it's really a nice fundraising night. For $65, you can't beat it.
Yeah, I was envisioning the long gowns and the gloves.
I think it's going to be fun.
White dinner jackets.
Yeah, bring your camera, because I think it's going to be pretty cool.
And the date on that again?
April 14th at the Mirage.
Okay. And to find more information or make reservations, 313-745-5909. Right. And there is a write-up on the webpage, and that again is www.rmhc-detroit.org. Okay, tell us about the cruise too. That one's coming up.
Oh, the cruise! This is our fourth year of the Detroit Princess Cruise, and this year it's going to be the '70s themes of the '70s. You know, the whole big dancing globe over our heads, and dress in the style of the '70s. We're going to have music of the '70s, but it's really, you know, for you know, the ticket price, it's really just spectacular. For $125, you get a 4-hour cruise on the Detroit River. You know, knock on wood somewhere. We've had just spectacular, amazing weather every year for this event. Not a spot of rain, sunshine, beautiful hot breezes. And we have a great, you know, band or great music. The food is really, really delicious, and they treat us so well. We usually have 100, 150 people on there. You can go on other decks during the night, so you can go up on the top and wind blowing through your hair and take pictures of the Detroit skyline. And, you know, I think, you know, as one of our main annual events, this is one that really is an easy one for people. You walk on, you're on a boat for, you're on the ship for 4 hours, and it's just spectacular.
Right.
A lot of fun.
And you're encouraging 70s dress?
Yeah,
for
yeah. Here we go again, trying to figure out now what to wear for that one. At least I have till August 24th. So,
are you taking reservations
Oh,
yet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, for any of these events, please call our number, 313-745-5909. The front office has all the information. We'll take Visa, Master, or Discover. We get you on a list, and you'll have your tickets ready at each event.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Anything that we haven't touched on so far as the program goes, or?
You know, it's just, we're, you know, I think we're the best kept secret in Detroit. We really, I don't think a lot of people know about us, or if they do, they think we're somehow really affiliated with McDonald's, and we are. We are a McDonald's charity, plain and simple. We are their charity of choice. They support us greatly, and their owner operators in our Southeast Michigan area give us a lot of time, energy, funding, love, meal preparation.
Right.
But, you know, we also need other support, too. So, you know, if you think that we serve hamburgers at the house, we don't. We serve families. And, you know, just come on by to the Ronald McDonald House. We love giving tours. I think once somebody walks into that house, they become part of it, and they never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did it as a person looking for employment.
Okay.
I've never been the same since I've been there.
Wow.
You know, it's just, it will humble you to your knees, the people that you meet and the things that you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we should count our blessings for everything that's going on.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back to wrap up everything.
All right.
You are listening to Impact on WHFR Dearborn. Impact, the show that introduces you to individuals and groups making a positive difference in the community.
We'll be right back. get engaged.
This is my
American story.
When you teach someone to read, they have a sense of self-fulfillment.
Seeing family, friends fall victim to gang violence, drugs, it definitely made me want to serve.
There was a hole in the ground, and by the time we left, there was a house.
I realized that these kids were not getting a meal.
It is so easy to give back.
I don't have a lot of money to help people, but I do have something. I have time.
You can give any skill you have.
I see a great need in my community.
Just imagine how strong a society we could be.
This is Barack Obama. Every one of us has a role to play in making our communities and our country stronger. Discover yours. Help us continue to make a difference in the life of our nation. Go to serve.gov and find the opportunity that works for you. And this message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Honey, I'm home. I've got a surprise for you.
Get that filthy, disgusting tire out of my living room. You're on my favorite rug.
Calm down. You're gonna love this.
What? Whoa. The goldfish bowl.
I won't run over them. Relax.
You roll that tire right back out of here.
Relax. It's all part of my master plan to save us money.
This is not going to be our coffee table. Don't even think about putting a piece of glass on top.
No, honey. This is a reminder to keep our tires properly inflated so we can save money on gas.
Can't we just tie a string around our fingers?
Sweetie, properly inflated tires could save us more money at the pump than a week's worth of gas.
You're getting tire tracks on my love seat.
Exactly. To remind us that we love saving gas with properly inflated tires.
What's wrong with a sticky note on the dashboard?
Discover smarter ways to save hundreds of dollars on gas and help the environment, too, at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Hey, let's put the sticky note on the tire.
The healthcare industry will continue to be one of the largest employers of college graduates. More jobs are expected to be with nursing than any other occupation. Are you ready to make a difference in the world? Are you looking for an education and career that has advancement? Right now, there is a high demand for nurses, both male and female. Breaking into the nursing career means getting an education. Henry Ford Community College offers an associate's degree in the nursing program. All graduates can acquire full-time employment upon passing the licensing examination for registered nurses. For more information, please call 313-845-6300. Once again, that's 313-845-6300. Or look us up on the web at hfcc.edu. Henry Ford Community College. The right education, right now.
People will be dancing all over the world. A big peace flag will be on.
And we are back with Jen Litomyski. I'm getting there.
You
okay.
Are. Perfect.
And Jen is the executive director of the Detroit Ronald McDonald House. Have you been to other Ronald McDonald
houses? Oh, yes.
Houses?
I mean, we have three others in the state. Okay. The Ann Arbor House, Lansing House, Grand Rapids House. I visited the Portland, Maine house. I mean, you know, every time I travel in a city, I try to at least swing by and see one of the houses. I don't always get there, but I at least can drive by and say, hey, I know what that's about. So
you mentioned 350 throughout the world.
Yeah.
What other countries do we have houses?
I mean, every country. There's one opening, it seems like, every month in another country. I mean, okay. I saw where, you know, it was the last I saw, I think, was the Czech Republic had one a couple of years ago, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know what it is? It's basically wherever there's a children's hospital, you're going to find a Ronald McDonald House.
Okay.
That's what the goal is, mm-hmm. so that these families are never without a place to stay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's bad enough to go through that with your child and then have to worry about all the other things.
Yeah.
So, okay. And as we wrap up, we definitely want to touch on some of the great points. That this is the time to get out your pencil and paper. And I'll give you the website one more time. It's also on the WHFR website, which is just whfr.fm. But the Ronald McDonald web is www.rmhc-detroit.org. And the phone number for anything is 313-745-5909. And we need your help big time, just to go to your Facebook.
Yeah, that's the big one with the Home Depot challenge. We have that till Sunday noon is the final hour, the final hour to vote.
Okay.
So go to www.rallyforronald.com/vote.
Okay. And that potentially could help the Ronald McDonald House of Detroit get a $250,000 grant from the Home Depot Foundation.
Absolutely.
So that would be great. And then fun things coming up.
Well, our fun events, you know, you can go on our website. All of our events are on there. But we would love to have people come and attend the events. None of them are really high ticket prices, anywhere from $55 to $125. Mm-hmm. You know, people who are out there listening, who have companies who are looking to sponsor events, we give great publicity for our sponsors. We try to put banners up and programs, especially like at our golf outing. We'll put something at every hole.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, we really encourage companies and organizations to help sponsor some of these events. And the sponsorship levels are not very big either.
Right. So. Okay, so we have the tea coming up first, right?
Yeah, well, we have the night at Casablanca, which is April 14th.
Oh, that's
the Mirage.
First. Yep. That one's first. Okay.
And then the Mother Day, Children's Day tea at the Royal Park Hotel in Rochester, which is May 5th. And that's a sellout event, so if people are interested in attending that, they should probably call fairly soon. That's $55 per adult and $25 per child. And you can bring sons.
Okay.
It's not just for the girls. June 1st is our 10th annual Vinnie Children's Charity Golf Outing at Fieldstone Golf Club. And then a big garden party hoedown at the Ronald McDonald House Gardens on June 21st. And then we have a big Detroit Princess Cruise event on August 24th. And then we have a beautiful Townsend Tea in beautiful Birmingham on December 1st.
And reservations are accepted for any of those events and all of those events because they pretty much sell out.
Yes.
And to make your reservation and get on the list is 313-745-5909. Alrighty, and again, vote.
Yes,
By the end of March, and help the Ronald McDonald House potentially, anyway, win a $250,000 grant from the Home Depot Foundation.
Yes.
And that's just going through Facebook, and you'll be able to help them out,
yes,
hopefully.
And, you know, again, if we're still gonna rally for Ronald. If we don't get this Home Depot grant, you know, we'd still want folks out there to realize we still have major projects.
Right.
Make your donations today so we can put the new roof on, get those floors in those 16 rooms, get the new patio. You know, you'd be surprised. Everybody out there listening gives, you know, $10 before you know we already have $250,000.
Right,
and there,
right.
There's our renovations right. for the year.
One other, just a parting thought that I had, and that's anybody out there, don't look at this as something that's so enormous that you can't handle it. Whatever group you're involved with, whether it's a youth group at your church or one of the community groups, some of the service clubs in the area, school, alumni, you name it, any little group that you're involved with, remember, you can do a can drive. Mm-hmm. You can collect any number of bedding items. You can collect towels.
Pop tabs.
There are all kinds of things that you can collect as a little tiny project, and all those little projects go together, and you've done a miracle thing for the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the service clubs, the groups, the organizations out there, I mean, anybody listening, I mean, we had two major companies at our house today, and that's terrific. We had Hanson's Windows, who, you know, they did a great donation, MGM Grand. But you know what? It could be Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, schools. I mean, it's just amazing how many people are just so willing to give.
Right,
especially those groups. The small groups are sometimes the biggest donors.
Right. Jen, thank you so much for coming
on
Impact.
Thank you for having
me. And my parting shot today is www.rmhc-detroit.org. Lots of information out there. Any questions, any reservations that you'd like to make, call 313-745-5909. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
People will be dancing all over the world. A big peace flag will be unfurled. I can feel it coming, starting today.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped? everything, packed your bags and left. For a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Criminal justice studies are concerned with the preservation of peace, the prevention of crime, and the protection of life and property. A knowledge of the role of criminal justice in our society also serves to emphasize the importance of balancing the needs of society to maintain social order against the need to safeguard individual rights. For more information on the HFCC Associate Degree Program in Criminal Justice, contact the Criminal Justice Department at one of the following numbers: 313-845-6437, 313-845-9714, or 313-845-9859.
The Mix with your host,
on WHFR.
My name is Bam, and I invite you to join me for my newest show called The Mix with Bam, every Thursday from 9 to midnight. The three-hour mix is spun by guest DJs from around the world, featuring the very best in electronic music. It's all hosted by me, every single Thursday from 9 to midnight, right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.